The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin City Centre's new traffic plan came into effect yesterday but faced its first rush hour test this morning. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been driving some of the new routes and he joins me now from the Dublin Quays. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's the traffic like there now?
Well, look, it's moving surprisingly well. I'm standing here on the South Quays just across the River Liffey from the forecourts, and as I look back towards Houston Station direction, it's pretty clear, and likewise heading down towards the Docklands as well. I left Rathfarnham to come into the city centre at 20 past 8, and this would usually be peak rush hour time, all down through Harold's Cross and Clanbrassil Street. And I thought, look, with some of the schools being back, this was going to be a double whammy, if you like, the return of school traffic, along with these new diversions taking place on the very same day. But I was in town in under 15 minutes.
Now, the suburbs are fine for a Monday morning, but when you actually reach the crunch point, the city centre, what then?
OK, so I got down to Christchurch, came down the hill, over the River Liffey and onto the North Quays. And I decided that the route I would take for this little test drive, if you like, would be to head out to Clontarf. Because previously, if you were on the North Quays, you could stay heading straight down from Bachelor's Walk, wrap around by Bussaras and Connolly Station and out then by Fairview. But with this new traffic change, the real pinch point is O'Connell Street Bridge. So just as you're approaching the intersection there, that there was a man in a high-vis directing people where to go, and there's signage all the way up before you get to Bachelor's Walk. So I had to take a left there to go onto O'Connell Street and up by the Rotunda and out through the north inner city by North Strand. And I have to be honest, look, there was no extra holdups due to the changes. I couldn't see anyway when I was there at that time. And you would think with these new diversions, streets would become, we say, more blocked up, the more the arteries around the diversions with the added flow. But I was out past Fairview, heading into Clontarf just after 9. So a little over 40 minutes from Rathfarnham to the start of Clontarf. And that would be with the average anyway, Pat.
Now, you're someone who actually went through Dublin City. You know, they're trying to stop people actually passing through the city, but you managed to do it. You weren't tempted, therefore, to take a bus. I suspect if you wanted to get from Rathfarnham to Clontarf, it might take you rather more than 40 minutes. But anyway, one way or the other, it seems to be off to a good start.
Off to a good start, Pat. And I was thinking when I was driving around down the Quays, if Dublin City Council wanted this to work as a deterrent, if you like, for people using their private cars to drive through the city, because DCC has previously said that 60% of the general traffic is just passing through. But if they wanted it to be a deterrent, then it's definitely worked. I'd say there's people out there at home today who just said to themselves they would avoid this at all costs this morning. Now, all the schools are not fully back. People are away on holidays. We know from a survey from Dublin Chamber last year that Thursday is the most popular day for people to work in the office. People tend to work hybrid on a Monday and a Friday. So all is yet to be seen how this pans out in the long term. But look, I can safely say this morning, as I look up and down the Quays right now, traffic is moving well.
These measures will be in place from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. So they were still in place as you made your way back into the city from the north side. How'd you get on?
Well, again, it moved reasonably well for a Monday morning. I tell you what, though, I wouldn't want to be driving in Dublin for the first time in a while, or if you're new to the city, because there's a sense that you're driving around in circles at times. And then you've the diversions all around Fairview with the bus lanes and cycle lanes, ongoing works there. You're coming back up the South Quays. And if I wanted to head back to our office, Pat, for listeners who are unsure where we are, we're near Stephen's Green, I would usually keep heading straight up in the direction of Houston Station, go up Fishamble Street and down by the Lord Edward. But you have to, when you get to O'Connell Street Bridge on Burr Quay, you either have to go over the Liffey again and work your way down by the side of Arnott's or around Parnell Street. But if you're on Burr Quay, you can also take a left onto Delir Street, but you can't loop around Westmoreland Street and back onto the Quays. So the City Council says it's been in touch with sat-nav providers and Google Maps to ensure that they are up to date and ready to go for the start of this plan. But I was keeping an eye on this as I was driving around. Some routes did appear to have been updated, but then other routes were still coming up as an option, particularly on the south side. They were having more technical issues. So for look, anyone heading in through the city, I'd highly recommend taking a look at these changes on the maps before leaving your house at all. And just keep a lookout for all the signage as you're driving along the Quays, Pat. So yeah, so look, a lot of getting used to for those who drive through the city.
There are Gardaí on the ground everywhere, I presume?
There are, yes. I was speaking to some of them, and there's Dublin City Council have staff here monitoring it from the get-go to see how it all works. And I imagine look, Pat, if you do find yourself a bit confused or you're unsure what lane to be in, I think there'll be a fair understanding that these are big changes and you'll be directed on your journey where to go.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see, because it's a Monday morning when a lot of people don't go into work because of remote working. It's a Monday morning where all the schools are not back. And when I came into work, it was a Monday morning free of rain. So we shall see, when you add in all of those complexities, how well the system works. We won't really know, I suppose, one way or the other for a few weeks. But our reporter, Andrew Louth, has also been down to see some of the new changes. And he spoke to motorists at Bachelor's Walk who now have to turn left onto O'Connell Street instead of going straight.
Hasn't gone well for me anyway, thanks very much.
And how badly does it impact you?
I want to just go straight on. I'm going to put an extra 20 minutes on my journey, at least.
Well, I don't think it's going to do much for us, like, you know what I mean? It's going to be very hard for us to get around the city, especially walking this end as well, like, you know? So, we'd see. It's going to take time, isn't it, really? So.
And you work in construction, just to clarify.
I do, yeah.
And do you have any idea how long it would add a journey if you, say, if you were to take the left here and if you wanted to go over across the river?
Yeah, you're probably looking at about 40 minutes, like, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, it could be up to that, especially now because everything is being forced to go that way, you know? So, I mean, just coming down here sometimes, it could take 30 minutes just from the just to come down from the courts, like, you know? So I think it's going to be a disaster myself, but we'll just wait and see.
That's brutal. Don't know where we're going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would just be looking to go straight on?
Just looking to go straight on, yeah.
Hopefully it'll improve, Aldo. I'm a bit surprised that there's a lot of traffic going up O'Connell Street North as well. It's going to take a lot of time to bed in, though.
Yeah. Do you think it is something that people are giving out about it at the start, but
I don't think it's going to make much of a difference after a while. No, people are going to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's just like the College Green corridor, which was supposed to be 24/7 and then got reduced to 7/7 and went back up to 24/7. You can see cars are just completely ignoring the restrictions.
Can I just ask you your thoughts on the new traffic layout?
Absolutely shocking.
Yeah?
Go halfway across Dublin now to drop my beautiful girlfriend home.
Where you just want to go straight?
Just
you?
Straight, that's all, yeah.
And how long do you think it'll add to your journey now?
It could be about 15 minutes, but I don't mind because I love her.
Anyway, very different experiences. Josh test driving the route, finding very little obstruction to where he wanted to go. But Andrew Louth, our reporter, talking to motorists themselves, who are quite disgruntled about the changes in the main. All right. What route are the Guinness tankers taking to the port? That's from George. I must find that out, because that was one of the big talking points. How would the porter get from the Guinness brewery at James's Gate to the port? I don't know how they resolve that, because the idea of big tankers turning up O'Connell Street, which is the main tourist destination, really, isn't it, with the GPO and all the rest of it, and the shops in Henry Street and Moore Street, and you've got all these trucks, be they Guinness or otherwise, trundling up that street. It just seems wrong somehow. But anyway, that's the wisdom of DCC. We'll see how it all works out for them.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.